This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Because He Loves You. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. 1 John 3, 1-3. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. John 1, 11-13. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are God's children, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Romans 8, 14-17. Jesus said, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John 14:23-26. Above is the evidence that you belong to Christ. This evidence is testified to your spirit by the Spirit of Christ inside of you. Any individual who has accepted the conditions above is born from above. Let me ask you a few questions. Does the world reject you? Does your heart cry, Abba, Father? Are you led by the Spirit of God? Do you keep His word? Does the Holy Spirit remind you of the truth about Jesus, the Father, and all they have ever said? Meaning, do you hold to the teachings in the Bible from the Father and the Son, being testified by the Holy Spirit? For whether it is the Old or the New Testament, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lastly, is He leading you into all the truth? Now, regarding this last question, I must admit that I personally am convinced that Jesus meant that the Spirit would lead the apostles into all the truth so that it could be written down for us. So I think the Holy Bible has all the truth, and the Holy Spirit confirms that truth to our spirit and minds as we grow in knowledge of the truth. I do not believe there was more new revelation given to add to the Bible after the apostles. I just needed to add that here when speaking on the subject of people being led by the Spirit into the full truth. Also, I am not saying the Spirit's gifts have ceased, since the Spirit is still here. But the Spirit will never say something different than what the Scriptures say, but will always confirm the truth. Okay. According to the questions, how did you do? I believe that everyone I interact with and socialize with on social media and in person who calls themselves Christian is a child of God through Christ. I know people can put all kinds of conditions on being saved, but at the end of the day, the only condition is the Holy Spirit. Notice I emphasized holy. This condition, holy, makes all the difference in the universe. This holy is what makes you born of God, a new creation, able to cry, Abba, Father, able to be led by the Spirit of holiness. meaning the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when we switch the words around, it reminds us of the nature of the Holy Spirit. This Spirit is 100% holy. This means you who have this Spirit are also holy, acceptable before the Father, beloved, chosen, able to approach God's throne room with confidence that He hears you, and able to walk with God in intimate fellowship, and you are marked by God as His. Also, because He loves you, and because you're carrying this Holy Spirit in you, you suffer. You are hated. You are persecuted. You may be lonely. You are uncomfortable on this planet. You are tempted, tried, and you struggle. You fail, fall down, get beat up, and misunderstood, and you are feeling it now more than ever. Why? Because this Holy Spirit in you does not belong here. Don't get me wrong. He is on a rescue mission, but the tension is increasing between the light and the darkness. The Spirit of God and the Spirit of the world are at war, and Satan knows his time is short. Do you feel this tension? I pray you do. Since, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3, 12-13. And what other kind of life is there for one filled with the Spirit of holiness than a godly life? Exactly. There is no other kind of life for the Holy Spirit. So in America, and most anywhere, you should be experiencing persecution. If you are not in this hour in history, I'm kind of concerned. Paul asks that we examine ourselves to make sure we are carrying the Spirit of Christ. So if you are allowing the Spirit and the Word to examine you regularly, then that is excellent. I just wanted to write this post or do this podcast to encourage, remind, and affirm you, child of God. Therefore, we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction, with the joy of the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 1, 4-16. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. 2 Thessalonians 1, 4-5. Be encouraged.